Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Yeah. What are you going to do with basketball season? You're going to be burned again
in on basketball
season? Oh, are you?
This is Johnny C.
Bart Vorek has him going 20-10.
And James Strebel.
That won't be good enough, but I think they are not going to go 20-10. Johnny C's back. He's going to be fine. I'm bullish on Kentucky basketball. Kentucky football, I'm not. Until they prove it to me, I'm not going to sit here and believe. And I love you, Nick Roush, but I'm not going to sit and believe that Will Levis is just throwing darts and not missing anything.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Go ahead, Jack. Tell people what happened. Let's start like that. The big show after Kentucky basketball. The crap the bed. The big show after Louisville basketball plays Southern. The big show after Indiana looked the same as last year.
And that happened.
Go ahead. No, I want you. Yeah. I want the anger.
No,
on the air.
I'm pissed. I don't know why. I loaded the damn open three. I almost did it. Yeah!
You got this trap music playing.
Oh, could not be a worse. That's poetic justice right there. That right there was basketball last night.
In the
right
area.
Right there.
Yeah.
Kentucky basketball used to have the best players, not anymore. A tradition unlike any other. That equates to what just happened.
Yeah.
A debacle as you bend the knee yet again to Coach K.
I know. That was the worst.
Louisville basketball was fighting for 20-30 minutes with Southern.
Right.
Oh, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With Southern. My man Mike Pegues is out there.
Sean Woods.
In Indiana
Coach
basketball
Southern.
Nearly lost to Eastern Michigan at home.
Yeah.
That is a perfect, and Bellarmine lost by 30. So there we go.
Matt Painter.
That is a perfect way to begin the show. And Jack, if you want to do any more screaming,
no,
I'm just, fine with it. I'm fine with it all. It just has to be on the air.
Yeah.
God. Here's what happened. I loaded the first rejoin on accident over the open, but then I caught it and I loaded it two times to make sure that on the open. And then when I got in here, it said that it was the rejoin, so I went back and saved it again as the open, and it said it was titled the open, and it still played it as the rejoin, and I am mad at technology and the system because I know I loaded the damn right thing, and it did not play the damn right thing.
Texas says, Jack shooting like IU did last night.
Yeah, right. Piss poor. That's how they shot.
Whoa.
I told the guys before we went on air, I thought about just doing 20 minutes of IU basketball and playing just a complete joke on everyone.
What the hell is this?
Not leading with anything Kentucky or Louisville related. Just talking IU football in the college football playoff.
Yes.
Or IU basketball.
Is
Cincinnati too high or low?
Right.
Just doing that for the first 20 minutes. A shaky crab start. That's where we are.
Yeah.
Strebel's here. I'm Andy Sweeney. Jack Grossman's back at the station cursing off the air. There we go. And it's
Scared, Curran?
That's fine. Curran needs to be
scared.
Curran needs to be scared, all right?
Yes.
You're topping him up a little bit.
I pulled a Diener and threw my headset.
Oh, nice.
And
oh.
I yelled words that I cannot say on the air.
Oh,
and all three of them just looked at me. And I was
I'm
angry. I came pretty – well, I get off the air, but I came pretty damn close a minute ago. Oh,
God. Marcy's going to hear about this one.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Your mom's going to hear.
Yeah, whatever.
Jack almost said the F you were.
Oh, no.
On radio.
On AM Sports Talk Radio. 437-9680.
Here we go.
Strebel's here. Do you have have anything left today?
I got plenty left.
Okay, because you were on deep into the night.
Yes.
And then you were as happy as possible on with your boy Danny Issel today.
Oh, great.
I know. You were so damn happy. And me and Jack did notice how you even tweeted out, like, the show. Like, you tweeted out, I can't wait to be on the air. Like, I mean, you're doing things and your face looked a way that I've never seen before. Like, if you met, like, one of these IG models in public, your wife would say the same thing that I'm saying right now.
Really?
She had never seen her husband's face
glow,
be the way that it is.
Yes.
And that's how you were for 2.5 hours today.
Yeah,
so do you have anything left now?
Oh, I got plenty of that, because we're going to talk about the game in a different way.
We are.
I talked about it with Dan Issel, so I'm ready.
We need to start here. 437-968. Okay. No, I want to dive right in. No BS other than the disastrous open to the show that is perfect for us. Here's where I want to start today. And I think Kentucky fans agree with me and not you.
Me?
And not Dan Issel and not Jason Ants playing moral victory last night. Shame on all of you. Do you understand that?
I didn't do that.
Shame on you. You got to the point to where I think you realized that you just lost to Duke on that. Here's last night for Kentucky basketball. Let's not make a mistake about it. As Cal pats you on the rear bottom.
Yeah.
Cal's patting you on the rear bottom. A little baking soda. Is that what you use?
Baking soda. What are we making, meth? I was going to say.
What the hell are we doing?
Jack,
it's not baking soda, Jack. little powder.
Baby powder. Little powder.
Yeah, he's giving you a little powder.
Yeah.
And he's changing your little diaper. And he's telling you everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Ty Washington's going to be okay, even though he got his ass locked down last. He's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And it might be okay. It may be okay.
Oh, yeah, it might be.
But last night, you bent the knee to Coach K. ESPN, hang on, ESPN ran an infomercial for Coach K. Do you understand that?
Yeah,
and then you went out last night, and you got the rear bottom. You got a little bottom.
Yeah.
And I told you it's going to be 82-70. That was close for a second.
You were close.
Close for a second.
Yeah, you were close.
Yeah, I was getting chesty.
Okay? Yeah, I bet you were.
The first prediction ever was going to be right. And you bent the knee to Duke, and you lost to Duke. Yep. And after the game, Scott Van Pelt comes on. Of course, I was listening to the post game, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you saw him on the screen.
And you know what they're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Not you. You know what players they're talking about? Not yours.
Yep.
They're not talking about Kellen Grady. They're not talking about Ty.
Yep.
A little Sheboy because he was a man.
Yeah.
A little Sheboy.
A little Wheeler. Yeah.
No one cares about Wheeler. I do. I think he's a good player.
I think
he's a fine player.
Yeah.
But you bent the knee, and there used to be a time where the soul of John Calipari was getting the best players. Now, I want to be clear with this. I believe some of the takes I've heard out there about, you know, and Cal said the team's playing hard.
Your boy Jason Ants was doing that.
They played hard last night.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, they played hard last night. I heard way too much of that.
I didn't like that.
But, I mean, that was a sell job, and Ty Chai's going to be okay, and there's all these positive things. And I'm with you. It's going to be quote-unquote okay. Okay? That's fine. I'll agree with many of those things. But last night, you used to have the better players. You used to have, and this is the other side of me, okay? There's two sides of me.
Yeah.
And the evil one's winning out today.
Yeah,
I want you to know, the angel has been winning out from everyone. Cal's happy after the game until he gets called out for not getting Banchero. Is it Banchero or Banchero?
I heard it both ways
on
the broadcast.
No, you didn't hear it both ways. They said it one way, but I can't remember.
They said Banchero.
Banchero?
They were saying
it both ways.
It was like when Gorgie Jang first came to Louisville, half the time they would say Ding and the other half Jang. That was good radio, you guys talking over each other. I mean, you know, Jack's not giving the ball up.
He's not today.
He's not giving the ball. He's a guard that doesn't want to give the ball up.
Yeah.
But he shoots like he's from Indiana, okay, which is the problem.
And you've been
on the air for 900 hours. You're done.
I'm ready. I'm good.
But I watched last night. You bent the knee. You used to have the best players, okay?
Yeah.
And you have very good players. And Kentucky potentially has a guy or two that could be more than that. They have very good players. I'm not acting like they're a seven seed, okay? But I'm talking about, we're talking about Final Fours here.
Yeah.
We're not talking about Sweet 16s. We're not talking about, you know, being second and getting a double bye in the SEC tournament. Nah, that's kid stuff. I ain't got patience after 9-17 year to do that, okay? But we used to talk about you the way that people are talking about the two Duke players. And that's fact. And that used to be the MO. Just like Mark Stoops used to be a good defensive coach and would get defensive backs that could stop anybody. Maybe someone from a 500 Tennessee
NFL players.
Team. Yeah, just anybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this used to be the heart and soul. You get the best players, and now Kentucky starts out with the best players. And you have very good players, and you're going to win a lot of games, and they're going to get better, and you'll get C.J. Frederick's back.
Oh, I got takes on that.
Okay, well, we do C.J. Frederick takes.
No, the reaction on C.J. Frederick last night.
Well,
there was
Kentucky fans
stupidity.
Love him. Well, he's a white basketball player.
Yeah, I know.
Well, yeah.
And it pissed me off.
Well, okay, well, there you go. Yeah, you know what it is.
Yeah,
and
I know,
he's from the state of Kentucky.
Yeah, and the other thing is this. The other thing is this. What's the old adage? There's many old adages, okay?
Yes.
And one of them is actions speak louder, young James Strebel, than words. You've heard that a lot in your life. Jack, have you heard that? Did your mother say that? Did old Ken Grossman ever say that?
Yes.
God, perfect.
Oh, Ken.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So you've heard that. Actions speak louder than words. What were Calipari's actions in the offseason? Jalen Duren, Kofi Coburn.
Yep.
Da-da. What did you need last night? As much as Shibue was a beast, you're staring it at the right in the face. He goes injured, foul trouble.
Brother, big trouble.
Brother, you don't have a team that's a 3 seed. You don't have a team that's a 4 seed. You don't have a team that's going to win the SEC and a number of other things. And I know you could say that. It's a very lock limb thing to say. Hey, the quarterback gets hurt, you're done.
Right.
Hey, Malik got hurt at Louisville, they would be done. Hey, if fill in the blank gets injured, I understand that. But there is a reason that the actions of John Calipari this offseason, last night was a Kofi Coburn game. Last night for me was a Jalen Duren game.
Uh-huh. That's
one of the first things that came to my mind. Well, no wonder he did this. Damian Collins looks like Chet Holmgren small.
He looks
when
weak.
He was on the he looks weak and he looks like a young young deer have legs.
Oh yeah, like a baby giraffe.
Yeah,
when they wobble, when they walk.
Yes,
and he looked like a baby giraffe.
And I'm like, and Lance Ware's fine. He gets a block and a bucket or two, and that's what he does.
Yeah.
Okay, 9 minutes bringing energy, but you
muscle
don't want
plays.
Yeah, but you don't want much more than 9 minutes. Save that for the mixtape. But Calipari, everything around this program, make no mistake about it, was built around having the best players. And Cal was snippy. Listen, Cal bent the knee last night. He was nice. He complimented his team. He put everything on him. He stuck with Ty probably
a little too long.
There's no doubt about it, but that's going to be his best player.
He's
you know how
to.
Cal's going to roll with that, but it's understandable. He bent the knee on that. He bent the knee to Coach K. Oh, we got him, Pappy, and all the great stuff, and answered questions eloquently about that. But when you brought up, was it Matt Norlander? When he brought up Panchero.
Things changed.
Panchero. When he brought up Panchero, there was a little snippiness there.
Yeah.
Because that was Cal's guy in the offseason. Kofi Coburn, hey, I got your entire coaching staff. That was a Cal guy. Jalen Duren was a Cal guy. And it's not that Kentucky has bad players. Wheeler's a beast. I think he's a baller.
Yeah.
Ty, I'll roll with you. He's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Oscar Shibue is a beast. And they have some good players. I tend to think against a little bit lesser competition. Kellen Grady is going to do a little bit more. Mintz has no – I mean, Cal does not want to play.
He does not.
There's no use for Mintz, which we can get to.
Yeah.
And I got a million other things. But that was the thing that really stood out to me. And it was the negative things, because the game played out how you thought the game was going to play out.
It really did.
We all just, I personally did not know that Keels was going to be that good.
He looked like a top 10 draft pick.
You could think, here's the thing, you could say, hey, Banchero's the best player on the floor. Duke's going to have the best player on the floor.
And he
fine,
did.
Fine. But you thought that Kentucky might have the second and third best players on the floor, and they did not.
They had the third best player on the
floor. Duke had the first and second.
Yeah.
And that's ultimately how you win. We can get into the moral victory of how they came back a couple different
times.
And they
hustled, Andy. How they hustled.
But here's the thing. And you got some of it on your post-game show. And this is going to be the balancing act, and I don't know how it's going to be. Kentucky fans are not going to exhibit patience with this basketball team. They're not going to. And so today, when the narratives are, look at all the positives, that's fine, but everyone saying that, man, there's way too many people and way too many people in the UK media saying that.
Yeah.
I mean, the fans were
not happy last
night.
Their
all-star freshman did not look like he could play in the same weight class as the couple guys from Duke.
Yeah.
There is a glaring hole that unless Damian Collins, okay, or maybe Bryce Hopkins becomes a front court player, that you are Oscar Tshiebwe, and that is it. The actions of John Calipari this offseason, where we thought, damn, they're just loading on. They're already rich, and they're getting richer.
That's not the case.
And that's not the case.
We found that out
last
night.
That was not the case, and we found some of that out last night. So those are my initial thoughts. Three-pointers last night, they were 38%. I want to get into how that looks to the last 5 years. I mean, it's the same.
It wasn't that much different.
I want to get to next segment, sound of John Calipari. There's something he said that's either alarming, I disagree with, I don't know what to do with that.
Okay.
And so those are the initial Louisville thoughts. So, fellas, I have Louisville and Kentucky, I want to hit on here quickly before the break, but any reaction to anything I said?
No, that's one of the first things I brought up last night in the postgame show was...
Well, I don't know if I'm happy with you. Me and Jack got to figure out what we think here.
Because we
wanted a little bit more railing from you. You were very nice. You were tired.
I ran callers.
You ran Ron. Ron's a troll anyway.
I know, but I ran callers. I battled Ince.
Oh, goodness.
I battled Ince. I ran Ron. I said exactly what you said.
Ince is a meek little mouse. He's done. I don't know what's going on with him.
I don't know either. I guess
he was sleepy
last night. Oh. But no, I said the exact same thing.
By the way, I'm tired as bleep today, too. I don't know what it is. I mean, I went to bed well after 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
But I'm used to this. I am dragging bleep right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's just ridiculous. It's almost blank today.
I had Starbucks on the way over here.
I saw tired in the face.
Of Mark Blankenbaker?
Of Mark Blankenbaker.
Dark circles
today.
Under his eyes.
A little dark circle.
Oh,
right?
Well, you got to think we had wrestling on Monday night.
That's what did it.
We're out late.
It was at Bourbon at wrestling.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Last night we were up late watching basketball.
You know what it was? I had beer at the Yum Center. That's what it was.
Is it the beer?
No, it's that crack beer. Yeah, everyone knows.
Yeah, that draft.
Cardinal Stadium used to for sure have that. I'm sure they still do.
Yeah, you want more and you keep drinking that damn draft beer.
Probably,
it puts you under.
There's something in it, or they don't, clean the tubes.
it's the tubes.
Yeah, there's something going on. So those are my thoughts. To me, the game played out a little bit how I thought, and some of the parties were different. Mark Williams was worse. Keels was obviously
way better.
I just cannot believe the Duke hit 1-3.
They're like 8% or whatever.
Yeah, and I thought Kentucky had some obvious bright moments, but that's not what this is about.
No.
Ultimately, there's a big picture and a small picture, and the big picture is some of the things that I mentioned and some of the positive things that people have been talking about, but the small picture is you lost, you bent the knee to Duke last night. What makes Kentucky fans mad. You bent the knee to Duke, and everyone's talking about their freshmen. They're not talking about Ty. They're not talking about how you revamped your roster. It's not Cal and Kentucky are back. It's for nice amount of the game, half the game, I don't know, you didn't look like you were in their weight class.
Yeah,
right?
mostly in the second half.
40% of the game?
I would say.
I don't know what's fair saying that, so there you go.
I would say about 13 minutes in the second half. The most disappointing thing to me, other than, like you said, them having the two best players, was when those good players were being cycled out because they were having cramp issues. Yeah. I'm like, now, okay, Paolo's out. He's in the locker room. Then next thing you know, Wendell Moore goes out. And then next thing you know, your boy Keels is out. I'm like, okay, now's the time to take advantage. They played worse. They played worse when the best players were out getting those rollers all over their legs and getting massaged.
Would you like for me
side.
To do that? Would you like to get a
I've
roller?
I've never had
on
that
the...
done before.
Jack, order one off Amazon.
Yeah,
done.
Let's do that.
And Jack, you'll roll our hammies
while we give
while
takes.
We're giving takes. I'm going to be giving a Miller Cop take.
Yeah, well, Jack rolls.
Jack, I mean, Indiana, brother. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And I got to the point last couple minutes.
They're up three.
I'm just fully rooting
for Michigan.
Oh,
they're up one at one point.
That's what a one. Yeah. I wasn't really. I'm sorry, Jack. I wasn't watching.
Well, I mean,
watching.
Here's the thing. I watched, like, the first 15 minutes, and then the Bellarmine broadcast started, and Kansas-Michigan State started. So I
real
wasn't
basketball.
Really paying. Yeah, real basketball started. So I wasn't really paying that much attention to, and then all of a sudden I check the score, they're up five. I'm like, crap, I have to watch the last 5 minutes. So
by the way,
I recorded the full game. I'm gonna
Bellarmine was on Big
tonight.
Ten Network Plus, and I mean, there was the dude sounded like there was an 11-year-old calling the game.
So it sounded like I was calling the game.
Yeah, it was a student broadcast. I'm like, how are you gonna do that, Scotty?
Oh, what happened?
How are you gonna do that to the number 7 team in the country?
What happened with Jeff Brom? Do we know what happened with Jeff Brom and Doug Orme?
Oh, we do because we listened to the broadcast.
He did not.
Go yeah. on. Yeah,
yeah,
I would imagine there was some sort of yeah. communication.
Oh, so Brom.
Yeah, they had Scott Wiekamp on instead, the Bellarmine AD.
Okay, so they replaced Jeff Brom with Scott Wiekamp.
Yep. Yes.
Well, that's disappointing. I like Scott. I know Scott. Scott actually was.
How do you know Scott? Threw him under the bus.
No. I know Scott because he actually, his brother was the athletic director at the high school I attended, and then Scott was a teacher for like the last year I was in my senior high school at the high school. So I know Scott and his family pretty well.
What a tragically bad story. I apologize to all the audience for everything I did there. I asked the question, Strebel clarified, but it was a terrible story that no one cares about.
Right.
I brought up Indiana in a game that nobody watched.
Nobody watched. Yep. No one watched Miller Cop.
And I apologize. I'm sorry. It's my fault. Yeah. I knew doing it would do nothing but push people away.
Yeah.
And I did it anyway, and I deserve the entire flack that I get. Quickly, so there's just opening remarks on Kentucky. Just quickly on Louisville, Jalen Withers plays 2 minutes in the second half. Louisville looked disjointed, and they looked like they were a fast offense, but I didn't know.
Not a good offense.
Yeah, I didn't know what they were doing, okay?
Yeah.
And Matt Cross is beloved.
Yes. Oh, every time they show him, I was furious.
Oh, please.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to like him.
You going to take this bait? I mean, really?
What bait?
You're going to take the Matt Cross bait?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like him. I don't. I'm sorry, I don't. I just did that. Every time he came on my screen, I was like, ugh. He's going to be that player.
Louisville fans are going to hold up on high. Jack, this is it. Okay, here's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Everyone at the radio station is going to have electrical current taped to their nipples.
Oh.
And I am so bleeping tired of hearing, Matt Cross is going to be the guy that everyone else hates, but you love him when he's on your team. Listen, I've heard it 19 times today. I heard it 19,000 times.
At least Matt Cross can hit a jump shot. I'm like Miller Cop.
I don't need to hear it. We all get it.
Yeah.
We all know.
He's got a tune.
We all know you like the attitude white guy.
Yeah.
We all get it. Okay? But I don't, if 7 o'clock tomorrow, if Diener opens the show, this Matt Cross guy, you know, if you have him on your team, you like him and others don't, his nipples will be zapped. There'll be a process with a button under the table.
Yeah.
And every time Diener does,
process
he'll zap.
Won't hit that button.
No, he won't.
That's a good point, Jack.
I was outside crushing a heater. I missed the entire thing.
Out of the office, who do you think would actually like that?
Besides me and you?
Yeah. Oh.
Jack. Blank.
It's got to be Blank. It's
got to be Mark.
Blank's got a deep, dark secret that I want to know. That I want to know.
Just him. There's something about
him. Oh, yeah. There's a deep, dark secret, and I want to know it. I'll never find it out.
No,
that's fine.
There's a little cloud that follows him around.
Yeah, there's something.
Yeah, something's there. Like, something's definitely there.
And maybe it's the electrocuting nipples. I don't know.
It brings it out of him.
But they were, I mean, a little disjointed. I mean, can we start the guys that are good? And a lot of coaches are like, starting doesn't matter. We bench Malik for a reason. It's like, what?
Yeah,
Sidney Curry. I swear to you, Sidney Curry caught a ball and missed a shot. And I saw on Twitter, Sid's got soft hands. Go to hell. What are we doing right now? I was I was kind of – I enjoyed it all last night.
It was fun. I had a blast.
But at one point, I got Bellarmine down 30.
Yeah.
I got Patino behind. He won in cover. Don't worry about that.
Okay, good. Way to go, Patino.
I had that one.
Yeah. Good bet Mitchell Hannigan, who had App State.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why'd he bet against Patino?
Because he's an AH.
Yeah. He bet it for set, he said.
Because he has no friends anymore because everyone blocked him.
Yeah, everyone blocked
everybody. But at one point, Scotty D's down 30. Patino's losing.
Yeah.
Louisville's in life and death
situations
and
with Southern.
Southern's guards look better. I got Jared West airballing a 3 by 4 feet. He looks like me. Okay. I got Kentucky embarrassing themselves. I have Indiana beating all at once.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, it's nice the basketball's back, but this looks a lot like what I watched on the football the last couple weeks.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot to be excited about.
I'm like, bleep off, guys. What are we doing here?
But the Louisville game. As I sat and watched, I watched, like I said, the first half of it just about, and then later parts of the second half start pulling away, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, this is why I got mad at the exhibition game reactions. Because then you saw them, and it was Final Four,
I agree with you.
National McMains, blah, 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 national championship, here we come. Jared West, a man. Jalen Withers, Tox, I'm calling you out, Tox, if you're listening. Jalen Withers, best player in the area, no diapers. He had a diaper on while he sat on the bench the entire half because he couldn't go to the bathroom. He had to sit in his little spot on the seat. So he's wearing I need to go pee, Piggy, sit down, shut up. That's what happened. That's why I would. And they're like, why are you so mad, why are you so mad? Why I'm mad.
You think he said, Pegase, I gotta pee. Was something that happened on the sideline in the second half.
Sit down and watch your team and you can't play.
Pegase is being a hard ass.
He's being a hard ass.
He's like, Mac wouldn't do this. I will. And the next thing I'm going to do is bench Jared West and put in L. Ellis, even though he was 2 for 9. Give me L. Ellis, Noah Locke, Sam Williamson, Matt Cross, Malik Williams. That's your starting lineup.
It should be.
Period. End of discussion.
Yep.
Do it now. And Dre Davis, fine player. Off the bench. Sidney Curry, fine player, off the bench. By the way, J.J. Trainer did not play at all.
No.
Well, 2 minutes,
no.
But you know what
I'm saying. Sound zone.
Faulkner, off the bench, right? Fine player, off the bench. There it is. It's done. I'm actually, because I think it's obvious who is not going to play on this team.
For Kentucky?
Yeah, Davion Mintz, his position with the team I'm interested in a little bit because I like him more than probably Kentucky fans do and obviously more than John Calipari does.
Yeah.
But I feel like I feel like players are going to get better, but I don't know if there's mystery. With Louisville, I leave feeling a little bit more mystery. And maybe it's because they're messing with their starting lineup. I don't know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what it is. I just feel like there's a little bit more mystery. And there's no mystery with Indiana.
Well,
they stink.
Is the mystery because in the back of your mind, are you thinking if Mac would be there, things might be different with the rotations and the players maybe?
No, I just mean you're starting at two players
that don't need to start.
And eventually maybe a third that – Like, there's two players right now that don't need to start, okay? And then the balance here will be, and Cal ran into this with Ty Ty yesterday.
Yeah.
For you to be good, really good, you need L. Ellis.
Yeah.
Which means he's going to have to play through some mess.
Yeah. He's going to have some growing pains.
You know what I'm saying?
To figure out, yes.
How much does he play next to Jared West? It's hard to sit Noah Locke. He led you in scoring.
You really can't sit him. No.
He's a shooter. You're not going to sit him.
No, you can't.
Jared West has been pumped up. He played 31 minutes. You're going to cut that down 5 or 6 minutes and hand those 5 or 6 minutes and even things out with L. Ellis? To me, like, we know Kentucky, Wheeler, Ty Ty, Keon Brooks, Oscar Tshiebwe,
and Kellen Grady.
I mean, we know the starting lineup, and we know we know 2 or 3 guys off
Mintz off the bench, off the bench, Ware off the bench.
Yeah,
there's your 8 guys right there.
Yeah, we already we know the core, like, 8 guys for them and how they figure that out.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll find out, but I feel like there's no mystery there where guys are now for the next good little bit with Kentucky.
Louisville's still trying to figure out
their
guys.
And Louisville's figuring that out, and last night doesn't help, probably.
And not having your head coach on top of it.
And that's part of it.
Harder.
But at some point, Pegase, even if Mack were there, and I think the game, you know, I don't think Louisville wins by 33 points if Chris Mack's there.
No.
At some point, you're sitting there like, okay, now shuffling guys in and out. No, no. We got to win this game. I mean, you got to a point to where it's like their survival. Probably Jack and I watch it. Indiana ran into that last night. There is survival there. And, of course, Kentucky will get to Robert Morris comes in on Friday. Damian Collins. You'd imagine you're going to see a different tie in those things. Although Robert Morris, that's fine. But, again, you're going up against Duke, who had the best two players. So let's take a break. 437-9680. Let's take a break. A ton of texts are coming in. We'll keep the takes rolling. I got some cow sound I want to play. Strebel and Issel, we got to dive into that a little bit more. Diener was mad that the U of L games, you can't watch them on RSN, which I agree with. Pat 40 at 4 o'clock. Bobby V going to join us at about 4:45 from New York City. We'll do that. And we got you covered until 6 o'clock. 437-9680, it's the take. It is a Wednesday on ESPN 680.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
All right. Can you do the Andy look ahead?
Yeah, all right. By the way, I just started standing up.
And James Strebel.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday edition of The Take. We got James Strebel. His wife is hiding a pickle. We'll find out where. Pat 40 in the 4 o'clock hour. We got Sam Vecenie in the 5 o'clock hour. It's a loaded episode of The Take. Plus, what is Crean doing with IU? We're going to find out. He's going to eat a whole pizza. Two whole pizzas, maybe. Yeah, it's a Wednesday edition of The Take.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Texter says, and I don't know if this is serious, hey Andy, I get you like to play the antagonist, however you have to admit the UK fought hard against a loaded team that is a matchup nightmare for us. I get we lost, but not all is lost. This team will come together to have a very good season. I do enjoy the show. Go Big Blue. I love our team. Here is what I would say. All of that is fine. I think you do have a good team, very good players, potentially a couple great players. But you don't have the players that you're trying to now get with Orlando and Teague, Chin Coleman.
Not this year. You don't. No, they don't. And
come
it
on.
Was apparent.
You got a Davidson transfer in your starting lineup. What are we doing here?
It was telling when during money time,
at
the end of the game, who was on the floor for Kentucky
money time.
And who was on the floor for Duke. Not one single freshman was on the floor for Kentucky. When they cut the lead and made the comeback and got down to like four or whatever, it was all grad transfers. That's all. That's what organized grad just transfers. Period. That was all. It was Toppin, Wheeler, Shebue, those guys. It wasn't Ty. It wasn't Damian Collins, and it wasn't Bryce Hopkins. It was transfers.
437-9680. Pat 40 going to join us. It's The Take here on ESPN 680-1057. A couple different reminders coming up on Saturday. We'll have all the pre- and post-game coverage. U of L and Syracuse will get you covered. That's on all stations here. 680-1057 and 93.9 The Ville. And Vanderbilt football. We'll have the Vandy football post-game show around 10. What it is.
Yeah.
Vandy's winning on Saturday.
No,
they're beating Kentucky.
Well,
they are. It's fine. They're on.
No,
whatever you want to say.
They're not.
Texas says, tell me you didn't watch both games without telling me you didn't watch both games. West defense literally sparked runs. Yeah, I understand that. That's fine. That's fine.
Wow,
go airball another shot.
Against
Southern.
Come on.
Southern had Southern's guards outplayed Louisville for large stretches in that game.
For about 40 minutes.
If we want to talk about runs.
Almost.
Texas says, Woodson is still washing off the years of Archie Miller. IU is better than Louisville. Sweeney's wrong on this one. IU needs to worry about being better than Eastern Michigan.
Yes. Don't worry about that.
Don't worry about U of L or anyone in the ACC. You need to worry about being better. Who do they have next, Jack?
Actually, they have Northern Illinois on Friday, 7 p.m.
Well, there you go. It's going to be another game for you to sweat out, Jack.
It's interesting because I know you guys don't care about this conversation. Led by 21 at one point in the game. It was Louisville and Indiana played very similar games yesterday. One good half and one crap half.
turn the mic off. He's got to have a minute to turn the mic off. He has to disappear back into.
Oh my gosh.
We can't do that today.
No,
not today.
What I don't good need half you. Oh, I don't
yeah, that's you led by 21 did. And almost lost. I don't need that.
Yeah, I'm not saying Indiana's acceptable. Musty. I'm not. Just like I'm not saying Louisville's acceptable. They both played two crap teams, and they both should have won by 25 plus points.
Strieble's laughing in your face.
Yeah, I don't care.
Strieble's laughing in your face right now. I'm just telling you what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, Strieble's team what trailed Miles College last week in an exhibition game. So I mean, like, come on. I mean, don't pretend like it's like the exhibition games.
Now we see why Mike Woodson didn't want to have an exhibition game in front of his fans.
Right?
He hates his fans.
Yeah.
He hates the fans. B. Yeah. He hates Bozich.
Yeah.
He hates Bozich. And
no
C.
Picnics.
He knew his team was terrible and they probably would have lost. Texas says Jack nailed it. Keon Brooks hit all those threes in the exhibition game and thought he could do it again against Duke. Brooks is a bust. No, Brooks is a player that should be playing on Indiana.
Yes, I agree. More top and less Brooks. That's what I'm here
Texas
for.
Texas says, Navy, where's Lock at? Well, he's at Spectrum News 1, taping a news segment that will play at 4:42, 5:42, 6:42, 7:42, 8:42, 9:42, 11:42, and midnight. So there you go.
I like how he tweeted at me, they need some reality check radio today. It's like, bro, get out of here. You lost to Navy. Yeah, and now Navy's scary. Did you know this, Andy?
Well, and Furman.
Furman
was
and Navy.
Was it Biscuit that did that?
State of Louisville.
Biscuit did it too.
Did Biscuit do it too?
I always knew that Furman would be the team.
Oh, my gosh.
That could take us down. Like, what do we? We're not doing this. Stop.
Furman and Navy, they're terrified.
What happened? I sound like Dockage.
Uh-oh.
The sack?
Yeah,
what happened to us?
I don't know, man.
I can
what
understand
happened
it.
Is they led Southern 33-31 at halftime. Southern, and I'm not going to go out and say Furman or Navy are world beaters, but they're both a lot better than Southern is.
You don't know that. You have no idea. No. It's a complete fake take. I appreciate it. Go to KenPom or something.
I will go to KenPom. KenPom has Furman as 117 and Southern has 319. That's a big difference.
Texas says who peed down their leg the most was a tie tie. Jalen Withers or Big Rig with his takes on Keels.
Yes.
I mean, yesterday you're bad.
Oh, I was. Wrong.
Then the dude manned you.
Yeah.
He sunned you.
He's good.
He looked at Wheeler and said, you're too short for this.
Yeah.
Buddy, how about that?
That's fine. He's good. He's really,
really
good.
Got nothing anymore. What happened to BBN? Shame on you.
They're going to be.
Shame on
you.
No, you know what? Some of the guys that called in the old timers, they're right.
They were not.
What happened? What happened around here? We got 5,000 people in the Yum Center. We got Jared West shooting air ball threes. We got Jalen Withers, who the coach says is going to be gone in 5 months. His ass is on the bench.
Yeah.
I got Mike Pegues roaming the sidelines. What's going on? What happened to us? This is not going to be a listen. Football season has done it to me. This is not going to be basketball season.
We're not buying into fake hype.
Jack today nearly died in the office talking about Miller Kopp. That's where we are as a society.
Terrible.
We'll get to your takes on Miller Kopp.
I can't wait for these Miller Kopp takes from Jack.
You're going to give all those takes to Bozich tomorrow, too.
Oh, yeah. Save it.
No, gotta, not save right. it.
No, I'm
we'll
saying
get
like
some today. We'll
and then
get some
go
tomorrow.
For Bozich.
Yeah,
like
ice cream.
Split it up.
We can eat some ice cream on Wednesday and Thursday.
You know, maybe not a little chocolate sauce on it, but you have a little ice cream. No sprinkles.
Texas says it's sad that Sweeney lets round blobs spout off things that Louisville fans don't say. No one seriously said Final Four. I mean,
oh, please. Oh, geez,
Strieble's all over Twitter, and Twitter was losing their minds.
I am right. I was right about that. And I was right last night, too. And no, the old-timers weren't right. The old-timers calling, pissing and moaning.
I back the old-timers.
You back why wasn't C.J. Frederick and Dante Allen in the game?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That caller said that.
I was furious.
Oh, so they need C.J. Frederick.
He was like, why didn't Dante Allen? It's like, they didn't need three-point shooting. They couldn't stop anybody in the paint. C.J. Frederick ain't going to go down there and stop Trevor Keels from going into the paint.
Texas says Strebel, you crown tie tie after a scrimmage. You're a bum.
He'll be fine.
Come on. Your mind of you look at tie tie differently.
No, I don't.
You have to.
No, I don't.
Have you and your wife ever gone to a big fight? Like a big fight?
Yeah, we got to one.
Well, like a big fight. Like, did you leave? Did you leave for the night?
No,
or anything?
No, nothing ever like that. No,
but the next day, you looked at her differently. She looked at you differently.
No.
You ever do something?
No. We'd never have, like,
you
really...
vomit in the car in front of her? Like, you ever do something where they look at you differently?
I don't think so.
You woke up today feeling different about Ty Ty.
No,
admit it. You had to. You had to.
Maybe a little bit,
and you know what
the
back of your mind was?
What?
NIL deals. I know it was. You mentioned
I didn't.
On the post-game show.
Oh, because other people, are going to say
it. Have a bad game on Friday, Ty Ty.
Yeah,
Have a bad game on Friday, and America's best caviar and Porsche can get crushed.
They're going to
crush your damn Porsche.
That was in the back of my mind. I did bring it up because I think it will be a talking point if he continues to struggle, but I don't think he's going to continue
game
to struggle.
Game one, you mentioned it. Game one.
Because it was a talking point.
No, there's some bums coming up.
Yeah, he'll be all right. He's going to be just fine.
Texas says Cats are 0-1 and Ty Ty's still trying to figure out how to score. Yes, Strebel has a stronger opinion on the Cards. Shut up.
No, we played a good team. I will push back on this.
Well, yeah, okay? You had
super regular players play super regular basketball. And I've been telling you for a long time that you have super regular players. I don't want to hear about Sidney Curry being a man, okay? I don't want to hear it because he was huge compared to all those players or for Southern, 4 points, 4 rebounds. I don't want to hear about Jalen Withers being some badass anymore. He's bigger than everybody Southern had. 3 points, sat the bench in the second half. Jared West can't shoot a basketball. Mason Faulkner can't make a layup. L. Ellis stunk. I mean, he at least gives you something as far as athleticism and penetration.
Oh,
stunk. I don't want to hear Louisville fans, you all pee down your leg against Southern. Duke's going to run you all by 100 points. Kentucky's going to run you by 75 points.
I will not.
Kentucky's guards are far superior. They don't have one player, Andy, the caliber of Oscar Tshiebwe in the post. Not one.
You're foaming at the mouth right now.
Don't even want to play basketball. He doesn't even want to play. Why didn't you play? Like, well, I wasn't bringing it at practice. Bro, you've been there 5 years.
How do they bench Malik?
Because they're incompetent.
That made me sad.
They're incompetent.
Texas says Matt Cross is going to be the next. Hang on. Texas says, you know Matt Cross is now going to drop 30 on Kentucky.
He's not.
Texas says, why is Locke so active on Twitter? Texas says, Jack needs to order the personal massager instead of the roller. Texter says, why the hell can't 19-year-old kids in great shape not play 40 minutes of basketball without cramping? Texter says, Mintz, Brooks, and Ware should go play 3-on-3 and try to make the Olympics because they're not going to help this team, okay?
I think Mintz will. Where was it awful? He was better than I thought he was going to be.
You're hard on for Mintz, who was the best player on the worst team in Kentucky basketball history.
He's fine. I didn't say he was great. I said he's fine. I think he'll be fine. He's a rotational player. He's nothing.
I don't think Cal thinks he's even a rotational player.
He might not, but...
He did play him 21 minutes last night.
And he didn't want to play him 21
settle
minutes.
Down, Miller Cop. Settle down, Eastern Michigan.
It's going to be a long
time. Everyone's angry today.
Texas says, eat it, Strebel.
Eat what? Your team's regular. You have a regular basketball. Mr. Exhibition is the end-all, be-all. Miles College. Well, Southern now, big boy. That was a real game.
Texas says they should have benched Ty Ty in the first half. Here's what I will say. I want to play the sound of Ty Ty. I will say that that's the tricky thing is if you're Cal, you got to ride this guy. If you're Cal, he's got to be a baller, and you got to let him play through some of it. But at some point, you got to say, bleep it. We're also about winning this game. And he did.
He said it.
And you can say the argument is he should have done that sooner. And that's a fair argument, but I'm saying that's the thing. If Ty Ty gets it going, he scores 8 points in a row, makes a couple passes, mm-hmm. and now Kentucky's a different team. They lead Duke, whatever. You know, it's a different game. And that was kind of the gamble. Bobby V always would talk about this with Pitino. That Pitino would roll with the guy who would give him upside that maybe right now isn't the better player. And you're seeing that with these two rosters because when you bring Malik, Samuel Williamson, and Matt Cross off the bench, okay? And then you also tell us that starting matters. Like there's
there's something's not connecting there.
There's something there. There's a disconnect. Let's hear the sound. This is Cal talking about Ty Ty, but there's also something else that he said here. Go ahead, Jack.
Ty Ty wasn't playing well, and so I just stuck with who was playing well. So he got tired. Ty Ty played the way he did because we kind of wanted him to. Like, this kid is, we're playing exhibition games. He's shooting 9 and 10 shots. You're supposed to be a guy that could go get baskets. So I will take responsibility for some of the plays that he made. And I just said to him, you know, kid, you don't have to make every shot. You just can't miss them all. You got to make one or two. And he just was missing a bunch of shots. And if you watched him play, that's not him. But, you know, this was a moment kind of game. And for us to be in that game when our better players did not play well and their two really good players played really well and we had a chance to win, that's crazy.
Okay, so the tie-tie stuff is fine.
Yeah.
Cal at the end, though, and he said this two or three times last night, that your better players didn't play well. I mean, Sevier Wheeler balled out. I know we had turnovers in the second half. There are circumstances. He also needs to be better.
Yeah.
But in the first half, and his running mate not showing up in tie tie, probably changed the game plan. It did change the game plan.
Sure.
So Wheeler's expected to be one of your better players. I mean, what, first, second, third, team all SEC?
He's second team all SEC preseason.
He balled out, had 16-10 last night. Oscar Tshiebwe was an absolute man last night. I mean, besides Ty Ty, what does he mean there? Is it Keon Brooks?
I would say Keon Brooks.
Keon Brooks in big games isn't going to do it.
I agree, man.
You had 9 points and 3 rebounds. That's Keon Brooks.
That's what he's been
for three years now.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It's fine.
Yeah.
But
he's not one of your better players.
I don't agree that all these guys didn't play well.
I think some of them played to their potential.
I think Ty Ty didn't play well.
Right.
And I think Keon Brooks giving you, I mean, maybe gives you 12-5. You feel a lot better. A couple more rebounds, plays 3-4 more minutes. Only played 17 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. I mean, Damian Collins not a part of the rotation. I mean, Mintz played 21 minutes, but I mean, I don't think Cal expects
him to play that much.
Too much more. I mean, Calvin Grady would be the one, but I mean, Calvin Grady's not going to be able to get to the bucket against those types of teams.
No, he's not.
So he needs to get the ball more. I think against lesser competition, the guy's going to go out there and score and have a nice points-per-game average. I just don't know if I totally feel that way. You two guys be a star. Ty Ty didn't show up. And then other guys played fine.
I mean,
Cam Brooks wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
Jacob Toppin wasn't terrible, although you knew the minute he hit that runner that he was going to take two more. He did.
And he missed them.
And again, you're down five, right, and you get a Toppin runner to Cam Brooks three.
And then you see what happens.
I'd rather Kellen Grady shoot a half-court shot
than either one of those shots.
A half-court shot.
When Toppin hit that floater, I was like, that's cool, but...
He gets to half-court, he shoots it.
Yeah,
I'll take that.
Yeah, I'd rather
any of that.
I think that's the balancing act that Cal now has to do. Because I think Keon Brooks is like... He always has that one player that he tries to, like, bring up and pump up. Last year was B.J. Boston. I feel kind of that way in a little bit with Keon Brooks, because every time he took him out of the game and put him on the bench, he always gave him, like, a pat on the head or, like, kind of a smile and a try to – I just feel like –
they need him to be much more than 9-3
They might
in 20-ish minutes.
We might be, yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. In the second half, I was hoping that Toppin – would play more and start in the second half, because he did a much better job on Banchero than Keon Brooks. I mean, Banchero, whenever Keon Brooks was on Banchero, he scored.
It was easy.
It felt like it. Like, every time he had, he scored every single damn time.
Go ahead, Jack. We need to take a break.
What?
No, Jack, he had a take.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Jack. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying it was easy. Banchero just worked Keon Brooks over and over and over.
Keon Brooks had
no chance. And you could tell that from the first possession of the game that Brooks was not going to have a chance.
There's nothing you could do.
And he shouldn't have been in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. I wanted Brooks out of the game well before he actually was taken out. Because at least Toppin made Banchero work a little bit.
Texas says someone put the Sweeney Strebel back in his pig pen. Oh, I'm putting Strebel in his...
Oh, pig pen? Okay.
Texas says Strebel's a coward like Cal.
How am I a coward? What did I do that
if UK
cowardly?
Wasn't afraid to come to Assembly Hall, they would get beat.
Oh, jeez. So get out of here with that. Assembly Hall. When you step into Assembly Hall, you time travel. All of a sudden, the Bee Gees are a hit when you go into Assembly Hall. That's when you go into Assembly
Bell
Hall.
Bell-bottoms like, are popular.
You look around, you're like, wow, flower children everywhere. What's going on? Where am I?
Texas says, Andy, I think Enz blocked me on the postgame show. Can you verify you see this and tell him to get swiped? So there it is.
Where did that
You're
come
here.
From?
Texas yes. says Calipari has the same stale offense. Texas says Magadaddy sounds like Alex Jones today.
I do not sound like Alex Jones. No.
God, there's so many texts. 437-9680. We'll take a quick break. On the other end, we talk about this and more. Pat 40 Sports Illustrated joins us next.